What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Boss Man Show, front of the show, Coach Kevin Brodus, Morgan State Bears, and the MEAC, they're 4-3. Coach, good to talk to you. It was a tough night last night, but glad to talk to you this today, man.
Appreciate you having me, man.
Anytime, Coach. Coach, I know you wanted to win last night against Stan, those boys, but I know that you probably get the free throws and say, man, we made some free throws, we could have won that game. It was crazy. You had opportunities late, but at least you can teach to the guys now with this, hey, look, we had to execute late game better than this. If you make some foul shots, we won't be in that predicament.
Absolutely. Foul shots, rebounding, and we got to right now my head's spinning. Yeah, we got to make a free throws. We got to get a shot up. We had three opportunities to get, and we didn't get a shot up. I mean, turnovers killed us at the end, you know, but – hey, I take my hat off to Stan and them. They played a good game. You know, they figured out how to pull it off at the end. And, you know, we got to grow from this. We got to get better.
No doubt, Coach. What's good about it, Coach Brodus, is that, hey, these are things that you could actually correct. These are correctable things. They're not something that where it's like, it is what it is. You can go back and practice this week and correct this, get ready for Saturday and Monday again. Because, as you said, this time is February now. Every game. Even more so, every little detail is magnified now this time of year.
It was self-inflicted. Everything that happened last night, we put it on ourselves, and we just got to grow from this and get better.
No doubt, Coach. For you, man, he had a competitive non-conference schedule, Coach Brodus, and you know, before you had the MEAC play, seeing different styles. Talk about how important that was for your team to, you know, get out there in that non-con, compete in those MTEs and against other teams from other conferences and get wins and play people tough and show what you're all about.
Oh, yeah, it's very important, you know, get the experience to play on the big stage and playing against like opponents to see where you stand with, you know, the same level opponents. It's a good mixture. And this year we had some games at home, which was even better. So, you know, we learned a lot of things from it. Now, hopefully we can grow and get better as we go into the month of February, the wind down the season.
No doubt, Coach, you're 10-3 at home. And like you said, a lot of time HBCU basketball, it's hard to get home games in the non-league play. So let's talk about how important it is your administration allowed you all to have home games and not have to go play money games every game on the road and get some confidence that way.
We still played our share of money games. And, you know, shoot, it is what it is. That's what we signed up for. But it was great to have some home games. And, you know, hopefully we can – we got to learn now how to win on the road, because that's the most important thing now coming down to the end of the league play. We got to be able to win some games. We go down to North Carolina, South Carolina. We go down to Norfolk. So we got to figure this out quickly.
No doubt. And Coach Bass, coach, like you know, you can't really drill late game scenarios and practice way like you do in live action. So talk about how important as you for this growth process for your team to be able to go back on film, look at these things, and kind of hey, say if we do this, we can win the games, like a block out, a rotation, things like that. Because this time of year, like you said, on the road, winning close games on the road is very paramount. Then we go to the scope and tournament. Got to win close games there, too. So how important is to play really drill in clutch game scenarios?
It's very important. I mean, preparation now is key. You know, our guys got to be locked in, and we got to understand you can't get these games back like last night. I mean, we were right there 12 seconds with the ball down one, you know, or 17 seconds, and we couldn't get a shot up. I mean, that's all preparation, you know, when you – in practice BSing around and not taking it serious or not every day coming focused and locked in. But, you know, our guys, I think after the game, you know, the hurt, if you really cared, it really hurt last night. And I think our guys, I saw some guys really cared. And hopefully we can grow from this and get better and win the next one on the road.
And Coach Bowles, let me ask you this, man. What you all playing Saturday, Mondays, I know you're off today because it's a Tuesday, but how do you work that practice week? Do you maybe throw in some stuff for Central as you get ready, or is it all about SC State until
first,
then?
I'm different. Everyone is different how they prepare. You know, we put a lot into winning the first one. Then the second game, you know, it's all for one game prep. I mean, you treat it like a tournament. You know, you never know who you're going to play in the tournament. You put your game plan together and just hopefully the guys, you know, carry it out. And they carried it out for most part last night. We just couldn't get over the wall at the end.
No doubt, Coach. I'm asking this, man, with the new way college basketball is, you have a new team every year. You pretty much JUCOing it up. So how important is it if you allow to have these guys on campus summertime, then we get there in August, kind of build that camaraderie, build that bond, see what you guys got?
Well, it's very important because you got to build chemistry. You got to do a lot of things. You got to build chemistry off the court as well as on the court. So they got to build chemistry with the coaches. So summertime is very important. You know, is this a 12-month, you know, cycle? It's 12-month job, 12-month, you know, dedication. It's not just the 3 months, 4 months you play. This is a year-round, you know, thing that you have to deal with, you know, every day, 365 days a year, 24/7. And it's very important.
And, Coach, it's very important also about relationships, too, and having absolutely guys who you believe in, who you know and vet and who believe in you. And I kind of call it speed dating, Coach, and in that portal season in the spring. So how do you kind of navigate kind of knowing a young man's true intentions, his agenda, before you say, hey, we want to have you here at Morgan State to be part of our program?
Well, you know, every individual is different. Every situation is different. I mean, we look at everybody in different lights. You know, it's like a puzzle. You got to put a puzzle together, and you got to make sure all the pieces fit. And we just hope we get the right pieces. And, you know, with today's landscape of college athletics, you just don't know what you're getting a lot of times, because a lot of times when kids are leaving a place, you know, they're leaving for a reason. Some of them have problems, and don't believe you're going to change them, because when they leave with their problems, they're bringing their problems to you. So you got to understand, you know, this is a whole different landscape. So you got to walk delicately, and, you know, you got to be able to individualize everyone and make sure that everyone fits your needs.
No doubt. And like, you know, Coach, how do you combat this piece of it, Coach? having other guys, recruiting your guys, while they're on your team?
Say that again.
Like, how do you combat other guys recruiting your guys who are pretty good on the roster with you right now?
Yeah, you know, we had a kid we lost last year to our starting center. I mean, it happens. I mean, what you going to do about it? You just, hey, you don't be bitter, you be better. You just try to make sure you live your life right and don't do like some others and just try to make sure you have the right fit. Because, you know, in today's landscape, everyone has the same objective, to win. You know, everyone wants the best player. But, you know, everyone doesn't do things the same as every other operation program. But, you know, they're going to recruit your players. We understand that. So we just got to make sure that, you know, we get the right ones and, you know, keep the right ones and keep it moving.
And Coach, you got, looking at your interest stats, man, you got multiple guys in or near double figures. You got some options there, man. So talk about having optionality offensively, but a defense can't just key in on a couple of guys and scheme that. They have to look at everybody you have and y'all sharing the sugar, making everybody eat so everybody keeps them engaged defensively as well for you. I know that's very important to you.
We have recruited some really good offensive players, and we got some that on the team that doesn't play as much. Their time will come. If not this year, next year. So, you know, we've been fortunate. Now we just got to get the right mix of guys to have the same common goal to win the championship.
No doubt. And what like you said, Coach, is very important, like right, you said right there. And you're shooting the ball with 35% from three. I know you probably want to be a little bit higher than that. But I talk about that piece of having that optionality on out there from downtown to make shots, make defense have to really defend the whole court. I just pack the paint and force you to say, hey, Will let you shoot those shots.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of teams don't like to play against our system, so they're going to play a zone, and we get it. So we got to make sure we got guys to make shots. And so far, we haven't done a great job, but we haven't done a bad job either at it, and we just got to keep getting better. Yes, we shoot 35, but from the field, we probably shoot one of the highest percentages from the field in the league, and we're probably the highest scoring team in the league. But now we got to get better defensively, so – It's a whole mixture. We just got to get better overall.
No doubt, Coach. And what's good about your system is you know, you can still run man principles against zone. You know, still get them in conflicts and still use the ball screens, coverages, and So it's fun. Your system is great because you can throw zone at you, but we're going to still run our stuff against your zone.
I heard somebody yelled out the play last night, and they say he going so-and-so. I told the coach, said we got to do something. I said, they can't stop it, so let's just run it. And we got to where we wanted.
No doubt. And I think that's something young men understand. It's because you see a zone don't mean you can't run your stuff. I think zone freaks out young men sometimes. Like, nah, you still run your man stuff in zone. It's screen us up, get in the middle of the zone, make it collapse, and do what you're going to do.
You're 100% right. Can't argue that. You are 100% right.
And, you know, Coach, I know you want to get turnovers down for you guys. I'm talking about valuing the basketball, man. Like we talked about a little bit at the beginning of the show, but making, you know what I'm saying, when you got that basketball in your hand, the whole program's in your hand. That's what my dad, who's a coach, would say. He said, when you get the ball, the whole organization is in your hands. So talk about that piece. Make sure they ain't live ball turnovers. If you're turn
off, that's the biggest thing. Live ball turnovers are the ones that kill you. And last night, we were down in turnovers to the end. We lost our focus, man. We just couldn't get the ball to where we was trying to get it at the end. And, you know, just we got to get better at that. That's simple. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and blame, point fingers. We just got to get better, and our guys know it. So, you know, we can't have those type turnovers at the end.
And, Coach, let's basically talk about rebounding, man. You know, determining how many guys you can send the crash in and get back on defense as well. So talk about that piece of it offensively rebounding, about sending how many you're sending the crash to boards and versus getting back so you don't get burnt transition as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, on every different game, it's a different philosophy, who you're going to crash on, who you're going to send guys back. It's personnel driven based. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't have the same mentality. Some teams do, some don't, but we don't do the same thing against every team. Some teams are weaker when it comes to that. Some teams are more stronger. So, you know, we were doing well early rebounding, and then we just got out of character. Everybody was just, you know, trying to do their own thing. So We're corrected. Trust me, we're corrected. If they want to play, they're corrected.
No doubt, Coach. And I know defense is very important to you. Talk about having those active hands, creating those steals defensively, having your right rotations. If we know what we're doing, we're going heads, we're going ice it, we're going to, you know, two-time and what we're going to do with it. So talk about making sure you got to think this one game plan-wise, know what we're doing defensively, but also why we're doing it. Having active hands, but having talking as well, so we know what the hell we're doing with it. You know,
yeah. I mean, Kyron Oliver is one of our better defensive players. I mean, he had like four big blocks last night. And, you know, the communication is part of the defense. People don't realize that. Guys that talk helps the other teammates. So, you know, defense is huge for us. The communication, the rebounding, the block shots, the, you know, switching, everything is monumental. And we don't take none of it lightly. So we just got to get better at the in-game situations.
And Coach Bowles, let me ask you this, man. As offenses have changed throughout basketball, getting more spacing. How has it been for you, a guy who has defense, to kind of come up with schemes now for all the different offensive styles we have now that how people want to play, and knowing you defensively can just find a scheme to stop it or limit it? Can't limit it to what way you can get the shots that you want them to get.
It's all personnel-driven based. You know, who you're playing against and who you got out on the team. And last night they had two good guards, and the thing was, then the forward really hurt us last night. And, you know, I thought we handled the guards pretty well, but we didn't handle that forward who had 30 last night. And we got to get better at that, you know. That's all preparation, you know, paying attention to detail and scout report, you know. We got to take it more serious. And once we do that, I think we'll take off.
No doubt. And, Coach, you're a young man from the town I live in, Cameron Hobbs in Stockbridge, Georgia. Talk about that young man and his growth for you, man, and seeing what he's been doing for you the last five games especially.
Well, he's been playing really well. He had a period. He's playing really better on defense. He's really scoring the ball well. You know, teams are starting now gear up against him. But he still, you know, like, take a few ill-advised shots last night. But for the most part, you know, he's the engine that's making it, you know, the truck move. So we got to keep going to him, and hopefully he keep playing at a high pace and a high level.
No doubt, Coach. You got two tough ones this week down in South Carolina with Eric Martin and Lavelle. I know those guys you've seen multiple times. So a big week for the listeners who don't know about Eric and Lavelle's teams. What should they expect us this week when they watch you all play on ESPN Plus and cheer for you for this weekend?
It's going to be tough. You know, all games are tough in the league, and the season is winding down. You know, two good teams. We're all in the same boat, 4-3, tied for third, you know. And, you know, it's just one of them type things, you know. We got to come to play. It's a road game. There ain't no excuses. You know, I think the first time around, well, I know, South Carolina State beat us here. And then we beat North Carolina Central here. So they'll both be good games. We just got to come out on the victorious side. So we're looking forward to it. We'll be back in the lab on tomorrow to get ready. And hopefully, you know, we have good things come out of it.
No doubt. Claire Brothers, I hope we're talking again in March, man, after you win at the Scope, man. I hope
that's what we're doing. That's the plan. That's the plan.
That's what we're doing. I always love doing our chats, man. I love you, what you're doing. I appreciate you joining the show after a tough night. I appreciate you sitting on the toe, man.
All right, brother. Stay in touch, and good luck with the show. Have fun. Stay safe, and look forward to talking to you in March.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Coach.
My man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.